Mrs. Stewart, thank you so much for joining us on Bern FM. I'll start with the question that will be important to a lot of the students on campus, which is the fact that you are in favour of lifting the cap on tuition fees. Do you still support the decisions that you made?
When was I in favour of lifting the cap on tuition fees?
From what I have read, that is what you voted in favour of in Parliament.
Okay.
It could have been a long time ago.
Probably a very long time ago. But you need to go back to saying when we introduced the tuition fees, which were the 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the climate of the introduction of the 3,000 compared to what is now with the 9,000, together with the whole package, is a very different one. So I think the real question is, what do I think we should do from now on?
Yeah.
I think there will continue to be a contribution by undergraduates towards their higher education. As to whether that be a kind of reduced fee or the graduation tax, I need to see the package.
Are you in favour of lowering it at all, or keeping it at the current level of 9 grand?
No, I think 9 grand is just becoming too high.
We spoke about this also before. I mean, you had a contribution towards the EU constitution. I know you're originally from Germany. Do you think Ed Miliband should commit to a referendum on the European Union?
Now, I fell out badly with the Labour Party many, many years ago over the Lisbon Treaty when I thought we should have a referendum because there was a genuine question to be asked. I think to go for a referendum when there actually isn't a question, because, you know, even Cameron says in, out, but I will negotiate, but he doesn't tell us what he's looking for. I think he's very dubious. Now, Ed Miliband thinks he wants to stay within the European Union. He doesn't have the fundamental ideological problem which David Cameron has. So he doesn't want to promise one. And I think from his point of view, that is absolutely right.
You don't think that there should be any sort of commitment to a referendum, even though consensus of the people...
But it depends. What is it we're asking people? But then you have to tell me what the vision of the out is. Has Cameron given... This is why during the debates I was talking about Norway. The life outside the European Union is, of course, perfectly possible. How do we hold on to the single market, which is the one thing which we do want to do? If we say we're not joining the single currency, that has got consequences. I think to ask people in a referendum a question where the question isn't clear, because if you can't describe to them what out would mean, what is the question? I mean, if you have a referendum on whether Birmingham should have an elected mayor, people know if I have a mayor, that's what they can do. If I don't have a mayor, I stay with the city council. You can have a referendum on AV. This voting system, that voting system. We should have had a referendum on the Lisbon Treaty, which made big changes, because there was a treaty. And if you had said no to that treaty, then the rest of the European Union would have gone on as it done before. But without a treaty, without an alternative model, I have a real problem whether that is a fair process to ask people where you say, this is the status quo, but I give you no idea what the alternative is.
So you believe Ed Miliband should take, only once reforms are made and only once the question is decided, Ed Miliband should take a stance only once that's decided?
Yeah.
Okay.
One final point. I touched on this before. We're into election season, and the poll suggests it's unlikely we'll have an overall majority or winner. It's likely that Labour will have to form some form of coalition. Do you see the party siding more with the Liberal Democrats or the SNP?
Well, in a sense, I posited to you the question when I said I'm going to find it very interesting which bit of the Lib Dem survives. If the entire Lib Dem rump, which I think it will be, is the economic Liberals, then the common ground is reduced. If it were the social Liberals, then you have the common ground. But in the run-up to that, I just say, not just to the party leaders, I say to every one of my colleagues, you go out and you keep fighting for a Labour majority big enough to form the next government, because that is my preferred outcome. Anything else will be a compromise I'd rather not make, and right now I'd rather not even have to think about it.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in your campaign.
Thank you.